Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In just 10 minutes a day, Chicago's All Local delivers a power-packed punch of hyper-local news straight to your ears. Make Chicago's All Local a habit. Text WBBM to 20357 for a link to listen to the All Local. Message and data rates may apply.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Student loan payments and interest on those loans is expected to resume at the end of the summer, so let's talk about what's ahead with Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer of Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. And Craig, it is a harsh reality for many facing millions of students in the United States now having to either start saving for or paying off their student loans in August, but it's also a great time to establish some good practices for paying those loans.
That's right, Rachel. There's 43 million student loan borrowers in the United States, and with payments set to restart ranging from $300 to $400 per month on average, after a three-year pause and nine extensions, this is a gigantic issue, and I think everyone needs to start by contacting their loan servicer, because people have moved in the last 3 years. You need to make sure you're corresponding with your loan servicer. You need to talk to that loan servicer and make sure you know what it is that you actually owe, what it is that your payment's going to be, how many payments that you have left. Because after 3 years, people have lost touch with the debt that they took on for that college degree.
Yeah, and not only is sort of there some sticker shock, you mentioned the average of $300 to $400 a month, depending on where you're at with your credit score or your job, is refinancing an option?
I think the refinancing is definitively an option for many. You know, if you're in a good position with a good FICO score, a good credit score, even though everyone knows interest rates are up, there might be an opportunity for you to save on your interest expense. And now is a great time for everyone to be getting their ducks in a row to do exactly that. Good suggestion, Rachel.
Well, and let's also talk about, because there's not only the loan, which is a lot, but there's also principal on that loan.
No, that's absolutely right. And I just want everybody to be thinking about this. We have to right now start telling our money where to go instead of wondering where it went. Mm-hmm. That means creating a budget, because when we create a budget, we can be more intentional with our dollars. And I want everybody to find a way to start making, if at all possible, some extra payments towards that principal to save on capitalized interest over time. Let's turn these 10-year loans into 6 and 7 year loans so we can move on a little bit quicker with our life.
Well, and I think there may be some hopefuls out there holding on to more extensions of not having to make these payments. But I, as you mentioned, now is the time, as you said, get those ducks in a row.
Yeah, and hope is not a strategy. We have had nine extensions. It's been 3 years, but let's not kid ourselves, everybody. As a part of raising the debt ceiling, and this was bipartisan, The payments are restarting within 60 days of June 30th. So not tomorrow, not next week, not next month. Contact your loan servicer. Set yourself up for auto payment. Take a look and see if you can shop for better terms and conditions. Rachel, that was a great strategy. And let's start creating a budget, because we're going to have to incorporate this into our monthly expenses, because the obligation is finally restarting.
Thanks so much, Craig Bolanos, founding partner and CEO of Wealth Management Group.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!